holiday that we have. We're just so thankful that we can celebrate this holiday for the mothers that are so devoted to their children. Mothers that have taught their children to raise up and be adults that love Jesus Christ, that follow the teachings of the Christian movement. So I want to give a couple of examples of kids' relations to their mothers. Then I want to spend some time on talking about one of the greatest mothers that the Bible has given us, that we can fashion ourselves after as far as mothers and fathers. A teacher gave her class of second graders a lesson on the magnet and what it does. The next day in a written test, she included this question. My full name has 6 letters. The first one is M. I pick up things. What am I? When the test papers were turned in, the teacher was astonished to find almost 50% of the students answered their question with the word mother. Isn't that amazing that the mother came to him first before the real answer the teacher was asking for? Isn't that amazing that these students could apply all of these virtues that the teacher had described a magnet as to their mother? A teacher asked a boy this question. Suppose your mother baked a pie and there were 7 of you, your parents and 5 children. What part of the pie would you get? A 6th, replied a boy. The teacher says, well, I'm afraid you just don't know your fraction, said the teacher. Remember, there are 7 of you. Yeah, the teacher said, the boy, but you don't know my mother. My mother would have said she didn't want any pie. Isn't that true? A little boy forgets his lines in Sunday school presentation. Pardon me. A mother was in the front row to prompt him. She gestured and she formed the words silently with her lips, but it didn't help. Her son's memory was blank. Finally, she leaned forward and she whispered the clue. I am the light of the world. The child, being with great joy and a great feeling and a loud, clear voice, said, my mother is the light of the world. And we chuckle at that, but it's true. All of these things are true about mothers. So I want to read our text this morning out of Exodus, starting in chapter 1, verses 22. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people. Every boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile. for let every girl live. Now the man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she couldn't hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him, coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at the distance to see what was happening to him. This is the word of God for the people of God. By all human standards, Moses never had a chance. His mother knew it. His mother was willing to risk his life with a lesser threat than the for sure thing that would have happened had the Pharaoh found out that Moses existed. What a testament to a mother's love. Moses would not only be born to a slave, but there were already a death sentence on him. Had he been born a girl, he would have been allowed to live, but as a boy, he had no life expectancy. Death was for sure. But Moses was a Hebrew. Born in the culture, the cruel culture of ancient Egypt, where pharaohs had declared that all the Hebrew boys that were born were to be exterminated. Throw them in the river, he said. So Pharaoh became one of the long line of lunatics who had attempted to exterminate the Jews. What caused this attempt to eradicate an entire race? Well, it's always been Satan's passion to exterminate the Jewish race. We can look back through history, all the way back to Moses' time, where the Jews were faced with extermination every day of their lives. He knew that through them would come the Savior of the world. Satan knew this. So he had used men and women throughout human history to reach his goal. It is an old, old story of hatred and murder and persecution of unreasonable men and women. And into this situation, Moses was born. But one roadblock stymied Pharaoh's plan. And that was a young, determined lady named Jochebed, the mother, the mother, of one of the greatest characters in the Bible. While everyone bound to this new order, one person would not submit. No one, not even that mighty Pharaoh, would lay his hands on her God-given child. Her courage saved a nation, for her child was Moses, the greatest deliverer of Israel. Only eternity will show the greatness of Moses' mother. And I think it's fair to point out this morning that Jochebed is a prime example that mothers today should follow. If mothers today could reach only half of the love and dedication that Jacob had had for Moses would be an awesome, awesome thing. You see, Moses was her third child. He was firstborn, her firstborn was Aaron. Aaron later became the high priest, and from his family would come all of the priests. Her second child was Miriam. She looked after Moses. She is intimately associated with her brothers in Israel's history. She was a gifted poet and a musician as well. So I ask you this morning, has any mother in history ever raised three more noteworthy children than what Jochebed did? Jochebed was an awesome, awesome mother. And remember, she raised these children in slavery. She determined in her heart to stand firm against the forces of evil in her world. Forces that wanted to destroy her son and the nation. I like the way the author of Hebrews speaks about Jochebed. She was not afraid of the king's edict that she would find a way to foil Pharaoh's plan. Her love for her children was stronger than her fear for the Pharaoh. Her love for her children was so strong that she was willing to risk her own life to save her children. What an example. Amram and Jochebed couldn't pick a worse moment to get pregnant. I'm sure she did all she could to hide that pregnancy. You know, that had to be a really, really hard thing to do. How do you hide a pregnancy? But then how do you hide a child for 3 months? She was so dedicated, so much love for her children, that she was bound and determined to find a way. And when it got to where she couldn't do that any longer, her love remained so strong that she was willing to put them in a basket, send them down the river in hopes that another mother with so much love would find Moses. You see, when Moses was born, she could see how beautiful he was. What mother doesn't think her baby is beautiful? Now you got these little newborn babies and the mothers hold them in their arms. And she sees all these little things that are so beautiful that stand out to from her child. Our fathers get together and you say, you know what? They're all ugly when they're born. I wasn't going to put that in there, but I just did. For days, she wondered how to hide and save his life. She built a little basket and waterproofed it. Miriam watches him go down the river. Jochebed had two qualities every woman of God possesses. The first, Jochebed had great respect for human life. She had an overpowering love to preserve the lives of her children. What a contrast to today. We kill over 1 million babies a year through abortion. Not to even mention or talk about the babies that the pregnancies that failed because the mother was on drugs and had more love for the drug than she did for her baby. Not to mention about the mothers that gave their babies up for adoption because they had more love for the drug than they did for the baby. How different it is today. No one can ever escape the embrace of a loving mother. Even after she's gone, her teachings and trainings serve to guide us on the path that we must follow. How powerful are the memories of a blessed mother. But now I don't want to excuse the grandmothers here. Grandmothers love their grandchildren, but in a different way than a parent does. Grandmothers are the rock for that grandchild. Grandmothers are the go-to person for that grandchild in lots of different matters. We have a note hanging on our refrigerator that our granddaughter Melanie wrote when she was just barely at the age of being able to write. I can't recite the whole note to you. I wish I'd brought it with me this morning. But Melanie is 21 now, Rainey? Yeah, so that note's been in our refrigerator for 20 years, maybe. And it says, basically, I like to walk with Grandma because her steps are slow like mine. Isn't that awesome? Grandmothers will take half steps just so that baby can keep up with her. Second, great respect for spiritual life. Good, sound, loving mothers have this great respect. Have this great desire, have this overwhelming wish that their children and grandchildren will continue to walk the Christian walk. Pharaoh's daughter raised Moses as her own son. She gave him her name, his education, and all the wealth and grandeur of ancient Egypt. Yet Moses refused to be an Egyptian prince, a testimony of the spiritual truth he learned from his mother. Scripture tells us that Moses was not willing to put aside the spiritual base based by his real mother. He was not willing to give that up. It was instilled in Moses with such strength and love that he gave up being the prince of Egypt. He gave up having, not wanting anything, not needing anything. Everything was provided for him, would eventually have been an Egyptian pharaoh. because the mother's love was so strong. 2 Timothy 1, verses 5 through 7 is a perfect example of a mother's love and how it carries on. It reads, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. This is Paul talking to Timothy. For this reason, I remind you to fan your own flame, the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of humility, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Paul talks to Timothy to remind him exactly where his love came from. It came from God through his grandmother and through his mother. And Paul said, Timothy, do not lose this. Hold on to this. Teach it to other mothers by word, by example, by love. So on this Mother's Day, may I suggest to you that this is a heritage that you owe your children and family. It doesn't stop when they grow up and go out on their own. It doesn't stop when they get married. It doesn't stop when you become a mother. That strength is so strong. It continues from generation to generation to generation. All of us can tell stories. All of us can give examples of what our mother did for us. Few mothers will take enough credit for what they did for their children, because it's just a natural, God-given thing that mothers have. Mothers never shrink from their responsibilities. They let God shine through their lives into the hearts of their children and to their husbands, to the fathers. Now you may be thinking, but you don't know my situation. That's true. I don't know all of your intricacies to all your situations. Most of them are good. Some of them are bad, I'm sure. But I know what Jochebed's situation was. And unless you are living in slavery, your son under a death threat, and you are penniless, with no hope for the future, you're not as bad off as Jochebed was. She overcame all of the obstacles to love and protect her son and her other two children. And she was able to do this only with God's help. God gave her the strength. Each and every one of you mothers here this morning, and all mothers, God gives you the strength to be the mother that he wants you to be. We serve a great God. A God who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Mothers, do not make light of your duties and responsibilities and your love that you have for your children. Be proud of it. But take time to thank God for what He has given you. Some of us have lost children. But your love as a mother does not stop. Some of us have lost grandchildren through miscarriages. But your love has not stopped. Mothers, your rewards will be in heaven. You will meet up again with them children. They will know who you are, and you will know who they are. Because we serve a great God. I could go on forever and ever on this subject. But hopefully, you've got the message that I intended for you to get here this morning. Because God has sent the Holy Spirit to me to give you these words. Most of these words that I have spoken here this morning were not on that screen. Most of these words came to me through that Holy Spirit. Don't make light of it. Leave here today with the strength of that love that you have for your children and all your loved ones. And go forth and continue to serve a great God. And all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you.